It's Friday, November 13th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. How effective are the technologies being implemented? The Q3 threat landscape report. Gartner gives insight into the EMEA market and Amazon's Care Hub. This is the Business of Tech. A new poll on how we're doing with training and effectiveness of technology in business. The headline? It's not good. 68% of workers surveyed by the Harris poll on behalf of Yo said that they face, quote, at least one challenge concerning the software they use to do their jobs, according to October 28th results. Problems include companies adding software regularly, having too much software technology, not having the right software for the job, and difficulty learning how to use the software. 40% of workers surveyed said they didn't feel comfortable asking their employer for assistance with a learning solution. 13% of employees surveyed said they were, quote, completely unaware, end quote, of tech changes at their companies, and only 29% said their employers introduced technologies to help them do their jobs. So why do we care? If you're not listening to that horrified, well, hit that back button on your podcast player and listen again. This should scream opportunity and huge risk. Selling training, education, and ongoing enablement of technologies as a service is the key to success. Sell that solution. And if you don't, know that you're risking a huge failure. If employees do not view that they have the right software to do their job, and you have been the provider advising on how to implement technology, the blame falls to you. You're one mistake away from being shown the door here. It's not enough to implement a technology. You have to ensure it's actually being used and it's effective. New Spire out with their Q3 2020 quarterly threat landscape report. The bad news? Threat actors are more ruthless, shifting from home networks to public entities, including the education sector and Election Assistance Commission. Newsjacking, typo squatting, and of course, malware, all highlighted. Office document phishing skyrocketed, either due to the election or because attackers have finished retooling. Also of note, a highlight of attacks on the automotive industry, with an increase of 79.15% over the last year already, and with new COVID-19-related phishing lures and executable names. So why do we care? This is always a useful report, and thanks to the team there for sharing it with me. My takeaways here are how targeted these attackers are. They are adapting to the times, they are deploying relevant content, and they are strategic about their choices. As covered here before, these are robust criminal enterprises. Don't underestimate your opponent. Gartner analysts are saying that the EMEA IT market will be up 2.8% next year, following an anticipated 6.5% drop this year. Businesses are expected to prioritize digital transformation efforts, and enterprise software and data center system and devices will be the categories with the most growth. Desktop as a service will see spend shoot up 60% in EMEA in 2021, and remote workers will make up 48% of the UK's workforce next year, with Germany at 38% and France at 34%. Why do we care? Besides the fact that the audience for this podcast is not just American, the trends are the same even if the percentages are different. Compare the UK to Germany to France, all are different, but all are significant. Do you care specifically if it's 48 or 38%? Not really, just that it's up so significantly. These trends are playing out globally, and so you care because it's relevant and actionable. I loathe digital transformation as a phrase, but the concept is solid. There's the high-value business services where you link to a business outcome, the use of technology. Do more of that. Amazon has announced Care Hub, an Alexa feature focused on caring for aging family members. As of Wednesday, customers can link their account to an aging loved one's account. Once the invite is accepted, the caregiver can send alerts and view the relative's activity feed, and there's an emergency contact feature to connect for help. Why do we care? This is a consumer product, and let's be clear, I'm not focused on this specific product for you to sell. I'm interested in the trend and the specific use case. The reason I'm keen on voice is because of the new ways it allows for technology to be used. This is an effective use of voice technology to solve this use case, and just like some of the business solutions available are also rolling out, you're on the look for these. Continue to think of voice as a UI and look for applications for it in that sense. That's the value I see here. Thanks for listening. There will be a bonus episode this weekend, and I will talk to you again on Monday.